Okay, we're going to begin here on Chav Zayin Amar Aleph, about 10 lines down. We left off yesterday with a discussion about whether the word tachat meant latfuse, lashon of tmura, or was tachat a lashon of achule, lashon of pidyon, redemption. First statement by Abaye was that it's contextual. It has to do with where you're found. If you're found in Kodshim Mizbeach, then it's clearly latfuse. It's clearly tmura. If you're found by Kodshe Bedek Habayit, where there is no tmura, it's clear that you're talking about achule, redemption. Then we had Rava come and qualify that statement and say, even within Kodshe Mizbeach, the context could matter because you could have achule, you can have a lashon of pidyon when you're talking about a hegdesh bamu, because there pidyon is shayach. And then Rav Ashi went even further and said, even within a bamu, you can have the option of it being achule, or the option of being a tfuse, because a balmum can create tmura, as opposed to bedek habayit, which cannot create tmura. A balmum can create tmura. And therefore, even in the context of kodshim mizbeach, that are balimumim, it's not obvious that you're talking about mechula or pidyon. Could be you're talking about pidyon, could be talking about a tfuse tmura. How do I know? So Rav Ashi gives us the qualification. Depends where you have your hand. If you have your hand in the kodesh, or if you have your hand on the chol. If you have your hand on the kodesh, then it works as pidyon. If you have your hand on the chulin, then it works as tmura. So those were all the qualifications that we had in terms of context, in which trying to understand what the tachat meant, depending on the situation that you're in. Now, Abaye comes and asks, Hayu lefanav shtei behemot shel hekdesh. So he has in front of him two behemot of hekdesh that are balat mum. They're balei mumim. Ushtei behemot shel chulim tmimot. And then he has two animals that are chulim that are tamim. Vamar hey areyu elu tachat elu. So he tries to do an exchange. He has two behemot bali mumim that are hekdesh. He has two behemot chulin that are tamim. And he says arey elu tachat elu. So if we go by what we've learned until now, context matters. But we're dealing with the bali mum. So bali mum in context, the last thing we saw from Rashi is, well, it depends where you have your hand. Do you have your hand on the kodesh, or do you have your hand on the chulin? This is a case, as Rashi points out, veloniach yadol okan velokan. He didn't put his hands down. So now we've lost context. We don't have a way to determine through the context what the story is. So what do we do with this hare elu tachat elu? Girsa that we have is, mi amar letfusei veloki odilma kohecha dike etera lo shomekine sheter valvid. That's a girsa we have. You can see the Aleph of the Grah points out that Rashi's girsa is somewhat different. And that girsa reads, latfusei mikavein o lachulei mikavein. When he did this, did he mean to make it tmura? Or did he mean to make it into a pidyon? Vim timtza lomar, and then if you want to suggest that kohecha deika etera lo shavik inish bavid isura, that a person whenever, when he has faced with the choice of doing something wrong, which would mean to make tmura here and get malkot, or do pidyon, he's always going to pick pidyon. His mind is definitely on that thing which is etera. So we're going to assume here where you have two kodshim bale mumim, two chulim tamim, then he's trying to redeem them. He's trying to redeem these animals, place the kedusha from the baal mum onto the chulim tamim, because that's what he needs to do at this point in time. So we're going to assume the best. We're going to make an assumption that people always choose the path of heter, not the path of isur. So therefore, over here, we're going to assume that he did it as pidyon, not as atfuse, not as tmura. So let's go to the next case. He has two animals of kodesh. Achad mehen balat mum. One of them out of the two is balat mum. Not like last time where both of them are balat mumim. Only one of the two is a bal mum. Ushte behemot shel chulin. On the other side, he has two behemot of chulin. Achad mehen balat mum. And one of those is a bal mum. So again, you have two animals of kodesh, two animals of chulin. In each of the sets, one of them is a bal mum, one is a tamim. What do we do? What I'm going to do now is explain it first according to the girsa of the Grah. It's just simpler. And then we can go back and deal with the girsa of Rashi. Rashi has the girsa that's in our Gemara, and he explains it based on that girsa. Tosafot does not like exactly Rashi's explanation. He maintains the basic framework of Rashi's explanation, but changes one detail of it. So first we'll do the Grah to keep it simple, and then we'll go back and look at the alternatives. If we look in the Grah, in Od Bet, in the Grah, he says, Ayin Rashi v'tosafot shedachaku me'od. They really try very hard to explain it. Nili nira da girsa me'upach. I just think that the girsa is backwards. And this is what it needs to say. Tzarech lomar, mi amrinan tminima tachat tmima baltmum tachat balmum v'tar vayuloki. In this case, do we just line up the two sets of animals? And we say you have kodesh, one balmum, one tamim. You have Chulin, one Tamim, one Balmum. Let's line them up and say, the Balmum of HaKodesh, he's putting onto the Balmum of Chulin. The Kodesh Tamim, he's placing onto the Chulin Tamim. Now by the Kodesh Tamim onto the Chulin Tamim, it's clear that he's doing that Tpuse. It's clear that he's doing Tmura, because a Kodesh Tamim does not require any Pidyum. So it's clear there that he's doing it for a Tpuse, for Tmura, and therefore he's definitely Chayev Malkot there. In terms of the Kodesh Balmum onto the Chulin Balmum, over there we're going to also suggest that he's doing that Tpuse, because why would he move Kedushat Balmum onto a Chulin Balmum? What does that benefit him? By moving Kodesh Balmum onto a Chulin Balmum, even if you say it's Pidyon, he hasn't done anything that benefits himself, because the next animal is no better in terms of putting it on the Mizbech, and we'll cover the Mizbech. So we'll suggest over here, if he lines them up, that he's trying to do Tmura with both of them. He's exchanging a Tamim for a Tamim, and a Balmum for a Balmum, and he'll get two sets of Malkot. A Malkot for the Tamim, and a Malkot for the Balei Mumim. That's one possibility. Possibility is that Tmima Duchulin Tachat Balmum Dehektesh. Or do we say that the Tamim of Chulin is exchanging the Kodesh Balmum, and that will be classified as Lachulei, as Pidyon? Because then he's successful. That's what he wants. He wants to get the Kodesh Balmum onto a Tamim Chulin, and he'll be successful with that. The Kodesh Tamim that he's putting on the Chulin Balmum now, that we'll say is that Tfuse is Tmura. Again, because Kodesh Tamim doesn't need any exchange. So he'll get one set of Malkot. So the question of the Gemara is, which option would he take? Would he take the option of lining them up and saying Balmum to Balmum, Tamim to Tamim, and end up with two sets of Malkot, because he's doing Tmura on both of them? Or do we say, let's look at this and say that the Hekdesh Balmum, he's trying to get onto a Tamim Chulin, which would benefit him. That's Pidyon. The other option, you're right, he has no other choice there. He must be saying Tmura over there, which is Kodesh Tamim onto Chulin Balmum. That is Letfuse, that's Tmura. And on that basis, we'll say that he gets one set of Malkot. Which is it? Does he take two sets of Malkot or one set of Malkot? That's the way the Gra reads it. Now I'll read it inside the Gemara, based on the Girsa that we have, and then we'll have to follow Rashi's explanation. Mi Amar, Tmima Tachat Tmima Letfuse, Balatmum Tachat Balamum Le'achule. Do we say that he's lining them up? And over here, when he's lining them up, he's saying Tmima Tachat Tmima Letfuse. He's doing a Tamim to a Tamim. We know for sure that's Tmura, because there's no reason to do anything with a Kodesh Tamim. So there clearly he's doing Tmura. But then he'll do Balat Mum Tachat Balat Mum. He'll do a Balmum Tachat Balmum Le'achule for Pidyon. Now over here, in terms of Pidyon, of course a Chulin Balmum is still worth money. And if it's worth money, when you do Pidyon, you just have to redeem the Kodesh onto something that has value. Over here, you're bringing onto value. How come I'm saying that it is Pidyon here and not Letfuse? Rashi establishes a principle over here, which is what Tosfot argues on. Rashi says, Dura bira loktiv lave tmura. You can't take a balmum to a balmum to make tmura. Tmura in the Torah, it says, tov bira or ra betov. He has to do one of the two. He has to either be moving from a tamim to a balmum or from a balmum to a tamim. And then you could always say kal v'chomer, tov to tov, that tamim to tamim is. But you can't say is that ra to ra. Balmum to balmum is going to work in tmura. And therefore Rashi says there is no such concept as tmura when it comes from a mum to a mum. And that's what he's suggesting over here. The reason that the Gemara is saying that balmum, taka balmum is lachule, is pidyon, is because there is no option of tmura in that case. Tmura just doesn't work there. So the first option is that I line them up and say that the tamim goes to the tamim, and that's for sure tmura. The balmum goes to the balmum, and that's for sure pidyon, because there is no such concept as tmura by a balmum to a balmum. That's Rashi's assumption over here. And Tosafot disagrees with Rashi on this point as well. That where did Rashi come up with this? That there is no ra the ra. Came up with it, because if you read the pasuk, it does sound like that. Which is, it's ra betov, tov ra, you can make a kavachomer of tov to tov. But ra bara, the pasuk basically does not address. So Rashi says it doesn't address it. There is no such concept. That's how Rashi learns it. Then the other option will be odilma. Or maybe it is tmima dechulin tachat balmum dehekdesh. That the tmima dechulin is replacing the balmum of hekdesh, and that's for sure pidyon. And then, Baladmum de Chulin, Tachat Mimda de Hekdesh, Vitarvayu Loki. And then both of them get Malkot. Now, why do both of them get Malkot over here is very difficult. I understand why the second one gets Malkot, which is that you're taking a Tamim of Hekdesh and trying to put it onto a Balmum of Chulin. That we understand, because the Tamim of Hekdesh doesn't require any pidyon. Doesn't require any change at all, so it's clearly tumura. Question is, in the first case, when he takes the tmima dechulin and replaces a bamum dehekdesh, why over there b'tarvayu laki? Why do they both get malkot over there? So that's the problem for Rashi. If you look, Rashi explains that v'afagav depashit el delo shavik hetera v'avadi sura. Even though we know that it's pashut, that a person will pick heter over isur, that was the assumption when we moved into this case, that a person would pick heter over isur. Since over here it's obvious that he's doing one isur, so Rashi says it's just an assumption of the Gemara that since for sure in one of them he's doing tmura, maybe in the other one, even though it doesn't have to be tmura, he's doing tmura, because since he didn't care legamre. And so the whole question of the Gemara over here is, how much didn't he care? Did he not care enough that he wants only violates one isur, there's one tmura and one pidyon? Or did he not care so much that he did both of them as tmura, even though one of them could have been pidyon? Nevertheless, he made them both tmura because he just doesn't care. And that'll be the question according to Rashi. Again, you can see the difficulties in Rashi's shot. I'll just point them out for you. The two problems are, one is that he says there's no such concept as tmura from ra to ra. One problem. The second problem in Rashi's shot is that the second statement, it's clear that he's moving from a Baal Mum Hekdesh to a Tamim Chulin, which in normal circumstances would be pidyon. Nevertheless, Rashi is saying, oh, just because he doesn't care about the other one being tmura, maybe he doesn't care about this one being tmura, and that's why Tarvayu Loki. So now the Grua solves the problem of reversing the gears of where the Tarvayu and the single one is. By doing that, he solves that problem. Tosafot says about Upeirush Rashi, the Baalat Mum Tachat Baal Mum Lo Tofis, Dein Rao Set Mura Bira. He says, Velo Nira, Zelo Matzino. Says, where do you ever find such a concept? I mean, it's nice that Rashi darshan in the Psukim, but the Gemara never says anything of the sort. We never find any such qualification in the Gemara that if you go from a Baal Mum to a Baal Mum, there's no concept of Tmura. Ve'od, Abraba Masham El, that Berabara Tofis, and Daftet, it sounds like that there is such a concept. So then he says, Miu, Kola Shita Dahocha, Mashma Kapeirish Rashi. He says that the explanation of the Gemara sounds like Rashi. Says Rashi seems to be explaining the Gemara correctly over here. The Bavai Leil Nami Nakat Shtei Behemot Shel Chulin Tmimot V'lo Nakat Baal Mum. V'ri Perish the Rabbara Nami Chayel Tmura Aleha V'yo Yesh Lanomar Tzvei LaChulei Me'ele Atfusei. So the Ri solves the problem and says, yes, Rashi is wrong about the fact that you can't have Tmura by Rabbara, but nevertheless, when you have two Baalei Mumim, he says it sounds more like Pidyon than Tmura. So Enochanami, it's not because there is no Tmura here. It's just because if I told you you're taking a Baal Mum Ekdesh and putting in a Baal Mum to Chulin, it would be more likely that you're doing that to redeem it, because a Baal Mum of Chulin has monetary value, so it's more likely you're doing it for Pidyon than Tmura. What is the purpose of doing Tmura if you're keeping it at the same level? You're taking a Baal Mum and putting in a Baal Mum. Why would anybody do that? I understand why you would upgrade. I understand why you would downgrade. Keep it at the same level. If it's a Baal Mum to a Baal Mum, why would you ever do that? It makes more sense that you're doing it for Pidyon. So Tosfot simply says that it's a logical reason, not that it's, Rashi says it's a halachic reason, there is no tmura here. Rather, there is tmura, but it's more likely that you would have done pidyon. But he explains the whole Gemara like Shita Rashi. So Tosfot holds of Rashi Shita, he just replaces that one difficult point of Rashi that by Baal Mum to Baal Mum, no tmura. He says there is tmura, but it's more likely that you're doing it for pidyon. That's all that Tosfot amends in Rashi's pshat. Again, the easiest way to read it, and that's why I did it first, is like the Gra, which is if you reverse the Girsaot, you don't run into any of these problems. And that's why you would say that Tarvayu Lucky in the first case, and then in the second case is one Lucky. So now the Gemara moves on from there and says, okay, let's assume over here that also, Im Tim Salomar Heichadika Etera Lo Avid Isura, that anytime you have a choice between Heter, a person will not opt for Isura, Ulo Ochulehu. Velo Lucky, and therefore he's definitely doing one of them for Pidyon, meaning that according to the Gra, he wasn't being matpis by both of them in the first case. According to Rashi, he wasn't being matpis in the second case, and therefore he's only willing to take one set of Malkot. One of them will be Tumura, one of them will be Pidyon. Then, let's look at this next case. Ayulufanav Shalosh Behemot Shel Kodesh, V'achat Mehem Baalat Mum. He has three animals of Kodesh, one of them is a Baalat Mum. Uchlosha Behemot Shel Chulim Tmimot. And then he has three behemot of chulin that are all fine. V'amar harei elu tachlut elu. And he exchanges them onto the chulin. Mi amrinan midim tmimot, tachat tmimot. In this scenario, clearly, two of them are tmura. Because he has, in Kodesh, he has two tmimot and one balatmum. The two tmimot, if he's exchanging them onto tmimot, he's doing tmura. There's no question about those two tmimot in Hekdesh that he's doing tmura. The only question we have is with the balatmum of Kekdesh onto the chulin tamim, what is he doing? Is he doing hatpasa? Is he doing tmura? Or is he doing chulin? Do we say over here, maybe tmimot, taka tmimot, let pusei, tmimot, nami, taka balatmum, let pusei. Do we say, since he's doing two tmurot, the third one's also a tmura? Or dilma hocha nami, kohecha dike teira lo avidi sura. Vayibat raita la chuleyavi, and that last one, two of them, you're right, he's doing tmura. The one that he could do, hey, in exchange onto the balatmum, onto the chulin tamim, that he'll do as a pidyon. You could argue over here that, and Rashi points this out as well, which is, davagav de pashtinan de lo shavik etera vayidi sura. I mean, it's a question on all the shitot here. It's not just the gra. It's a question on Rashi as well, on Tosafot. You have a basic question. Is the Gemara already established that a person will opt for hetera and not go to isura? Then our answer should be given over here. Just go after the rove. That's one possibility. You could say go bata rove. Because he did two to tmura, one to chulin. Maybe over here you could say zil bata ruba. Here he has two that are tmura, one that is pidyon. Do we just say since he did two as tmura, then of course the third one is tmura, it's rove, and that's why. The other two cases were one on one. So that's one possibility. The other explanation is just that it's a setup. It's a setup for the next question, which is, the next question deals with chazaka. Next question of chazaka is, what happens if you have three already? Do you become a adam mukhzak li sura? So over here, because he only had two, and this is the third one, he has yet to establish a chazaka, because he only has two that he's done wrong, one that he's done right. It's just a stepping stone to get to the next question. So it's one of those two possibilities. Either it's because Rov would sway you to say, maybe we go back to Rov, and we say, nevertheless, go to Hetera and Adisura, or it's just a stepping stone to the next question, which is, since this individual does not have a chazaka to do Isur, lo shavik Hetera b'avid Isura. Because since he only did two and not three, he has yet to reach the level of a chazaka. So then, by Rabbi Ashi says, okay, let me ask you this question. That's why it's a setup for this next question, which is, Ayu lefanav arba beimot shel kodesh. Four beimot shel kodesh, v'achat mehen balat mum. Only one of those four is a balat mum. V'arba beimot shel chulin tmimim. And then you have four beimot chulim that are totally fine. V'amar harei elu tachar elu. Mau, hocha fadai kemid itchaze gavra bi'isurei. Loki, v'arba malkiyot. Here, he's for sure did three tmurot. Three of them are tmura. So now he has a chazaka for making tmura. Maybe the fourth one should also be a tmura. Even though he has a chazaka for performing tmura now, he still won't give up the one option where he could do the etera of avedi sura. And the last one would be for the chule. Gemara leaves it at teiku. Now, in terms of chazaka, I think. Okay, so the Peshitta Mekubetzit points it out right away, and he says, "V'afugav did chazak gavra in ze chazaka gemura de bevat achat dibor echad ba." It's not like you have him do it sequentially. A chazaka is built on a recurring instances. So the Peshitta Mekubetzit is not really the chazaka like the classic sense of chazaka where you do something sequentially and we assume therefore your fourth action. Your point is also well taken. Just because something does something wrong three times doesn't mean that the fourth time they're going to do something wrong. Each time it's a new question in front of them. Even if they have chazaka for Yisur, we don't say that therefore they're going to be for sure Teskas Yisur. And here the Gemara leaves as a teiku in this final case, which is, once he's already done three, we don't know then what his intent with the fourth one is. Does it mean that he's doing tmura with all of them? Or again, do we say that Heter trumps, and we'll assume that he does that one for Heter? That's the Gemara. It's pretty simple in terms of its flow. That one situation, that one case is difficult. If you follow the Gruz Shita, it follows a little easier. Rashi and Tosafot have their explanation for the Girsa that we have in front of us. Right now, we deal with the last line in the Mishnah. The last line in the Mishnah was, Imaitad Hekdesh, Balmum Yatzeh L'chulin. If he does an exchange here, a pidyon, he uses Lashona pidyon, and it's not a Tmura case, because the case where it's a Balat Mum of Hekdesh, onto a Chulin Tmimim, then over there it works, but the Mishnah qualifies with Tzarech Lasot Damim. He has to make up the differential, he has to make up the difference in price. So now we have a statement. Our Rabbi Yochanan Yatzeh L'chulin Dvar Torah, Min Torah is done. Min Torah, this was pidyon. Tzarech lasot damim midivrayim. Only midirabanan does he have to make up for the difference in price. Min Torah, even if the chulin tamim was worth less than the kodesh balmum, it works. The pidyon works. the korban that was kodesh begufo but got a bal mumenet now leaves and becomes chulin. The new chulin, which is tamim, becomes kodesh. Yes, you kind of cheated hekdesh, but now you have to make up mid derabanan. Mina Torah, that worked fine. Reish Lakish Amar Avtzarech Lasot Tamim Dvar Torah. Mina Torah, unless you make up the differential in price, there is no pidyon over here. Meaning that the pidyon is held up by the fact that you're exchanging on an uneven basis. And until you make up that money, the original animal will remain kodesh. There will be no pidyon over here. But my askina, this argument between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish, what exactly transpired here in your exchange? How big was the differential between what you were trying to exchange onto and the real price? Inema ona'a, that the difference is a sixth, the level of ona'a. Bahanema Reish Lakish av tzirich lasot tamim dvar Torah. Over here, Reish Lakish would suggest that you have to make up the differential mina Torah. Vatnan, we have an explicit Mishnah in Boba Metzia, il durim she'en lahem ona'a. These are the items that have no dinim and ona'a. Avadim, shtarot, karkaot, vehekdeshot. Hekdeshot don't have a din in ona'a. So therefore, if he only was off by a differential of a sixth, it's a din in ona'a. Ona'a doesn't apply to hekdesh. It should work mina Torah. Why is Reish Lakish saying that the pidyon is held up mina Torah until you get the right price? Ela abito mekach. The difference is greater than a sixth. It's a big difference. He's really cheating hekdesh over here. Over here, Rabbi Yochanan would only say you have to make it up midrabanan. It's not withheld, even midoraita, that he has to make up the difference, because we have two statements attributed to Rabbi Yochanan, which is Amar Rabbi Yirmiya, akarkaot tuchulin, Rabbi Yonah Amar hekdeshot. Rabbi Yirmiya says this about land by chulin. Rabbi Yonah says this about hekdeshot, which is relevant to us. Mishmeid Rabbi Yochanan, the Amrei. Ona'a in lahem, bitu mekach yesh lahem. When the Mishnah says over here that these items do not have ona'a, that's exactly what it means. It means they don't have ona'a, but they do have bitu mekach. Up to a sixth, there's no din of ona'a with regards to hekdesh, according to Rabbi Yonah, and according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, there's no din of ona'a with regards to karka. But if you go over a sixth, there is bitu mekach. And if there is bitul mekach, then according to Rabbi Yochanan, then how could you suggest over here that he doesn't think mina Torah, you have to make up the differential? He thinks there is no pidyon. The bitul mekach happens even in hekdesh according to this, according to Rabbi Yochanan. So the Gemara says, olam bitul mekach. You're right, we're talking about bitul mekach ve'ipuch, and flip their positions. Flip Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish's position. That way, we will line up Rabbi Yochanan l'shitato. Rabbi Yochanan will say, dvar Torah, you have to make up the difference. And that will accord with Rabbi Yonah's position over here that Rabbi Yochanan says that there is such a concept as bitul mekach by hekdesh. Mar says, mi amart amitzid amart ipuch. Says, how can you flip it? Hanichon aman da amar. It works well for Rabbi Yonah, a hekdeshot, that he says that hekdeshot to koshkena karkot. He says it about hekdesh, and certainly it'll work by karka. Alaman da amar karkot, according to Rabbi Yirmiyah, who says this din of Rabbi Yochanan, that there is bitul mekach, only applies to karkot chulin, of al hekdeshot, ein lahem bitul mekach. There is no bitul mekach by hekdeshot. How could you flip this around? It won't work. According to Rabbi Yirmiyah, it won't work if you flip this position around. So Rabbi Yirmiyah, lo tipuch, don't flip it. So according to Rabbi Yonah, you will have to flip it, because that's the only way that Rabbi Yochanan can accord with the position that Rabbi Yonah has in the Sora about Rabbi Yochanan, that by hekdesh there is bitul mekach. Therefore you have to say over here that Rabbi Yochanan says in our Mishnah, it means dvar Torah, the pidyon doesn't work unless you make it up mina Torah. Rabbi Yirmiyah will say, no, keep Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish the way they are, because I think by hekdesh, he's going to Rabbi Yochanan, and there is no bitul mekach, and therefore Rabbi Yochanan can say it's only a din derabanan, because there is no bitul mekach. Reish Lakish will say it's a din Torah. Now the next line in the Gemara is, lema b'dishmuel kamiflage. Let us say that they're arguing in Shmuel. Who? Let us say they argue in Shmuel. According to the Rabbeinu Gershom, as well as the Tosafot, and Tosafot is explaining this in Rashi, he says that the machlokadir is, let us say, Rabbi Yirmiyah and Rabbi Yonah argue in Shmuel's din. That's the way they read it. Rashi reads it, lema b'shmuel kamiflagei, means, let us say that Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan argue in Shmuel. Which is a much simpler way to read it. You can see that in the Gra. Gra, in Ot Aleph, says that Rashi eliminates a big part of our girsa over here. And because of that, he reads it simply as the argument is here between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. So first, read it going to Rashi. Rashi assuming that the machloket is trying to suggest that this is machloket Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Then I'll go back and explain it according to the Rabbeinu Gershom and the Tosafot, which is Damar Shmuel Hekdesh Shave Mane Sheichulo Al Shave Pruta Mechulal. Shmuel has a din that if you take Hekdesh that's worth 100 zuz and you put it onto a single pruta, mechulal. Even though it's way off, your redemption price is so far off, it works. So now, Rashi does not have this gear of Rabbi Yonah, late Shmo, Rabbi Yirmi, late Shmo. So then we say, lo, ben damar, itale de Shmuel. According to Rashi, both of them have Shmuel's din, and again, he'll eliminate the next part of the girsa. What you have here is the first suggestion is that Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish are arguing in the din of Shmuel. Rabbi Yochanan holds of the din of Shmuel, therefore, when you do the redemption, even though the price is way off, it works. Midrabbanan, you have to make up the price. But Amina Torah, the Pidyon is fine because of the din of Shmuel. Rish Lakish does not hold of this din of Shmuel, and therefore he says, Mina Torah, you have to make up the differential, otherwise there is no Pidyon over here. The Gemara in the end says, no, Ben Amar, the Itlei Shmuel. Both Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish in the end do hold of the din of Shmuel. Then what's their machloket? So then Rashi explains, their machloket has to do with what your intent is. Everybody agrees, Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish agree that if you intended to cheat Hekdesh, then it works, like Shmuel says. But their machlokes is about where you think you're doing a proper exchange. You think you're doing the right amount. Turns out that you were way off, but you thought you did the right thing. So there, Rish Lakish says, since you didn't intend to defraud Hekdesh, Shmuel's din doesn't apply. Shmuel's din only applies when you're intending to defraud Hekdesh. But if you don't intend to defraud Hekdesh, it doesn't work. Rabbi Yochanan says it doesn't matter. If you want to redeem it, it works. Shmuel's din works. Whether you intended to defraud or you just intended to exchange, it works. And that'll be their machloket. They'll both hold of Shmuel's din. They'll just argue about where the application of Shmuel's din is. So that's the way to read it, according to Rashi's explanation of the Gemara, that we're talking about Bishmuel Chamiflegei is the machlok between Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. And the answer of the Gemara is no. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish both agree to the din of Shmuel. It's just a question of where you apply it. Now, going back now and reading according to the Rabbeinu Gershom and Tosafot, based on the Gersa that we have in our Gemara, which is that, Lema B'dishmuel Chamiflegei, let us say that Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiya argue in this din of Shmuel. De Rabbi Yonah in our Gemara, now this is the gears that we have, lately de Shmuel. Yonah does not have this din of Shmuel. And therefore, by Yekdeshot, he says there is Bito Mekach. Whereas Rabbi Yirmiya, itle de Shmuel. Rabbi Yirmiya does hold of Shmuel's din, and therefore, there is no Bito Mekach by Yekdeshot. The difference, their argument about whether there is Bito Mekach and Yekdeshot is premised on Shmuel's din. Rabbi Yonah says, there is no din of Shmuel, it doesn't hold of the din of Shmuel, therefore there is Bito Mekach by Yekdeshot. Yirmiya says that we have Shmuel's din, that's why there is no Bito Mekach by Yekdeshot. Rabbi says, lo, Ben Damar, itlei de Shmuel. Both Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiya hold of this din of Shmuel. So then what's the difference between them? Rabbi Yonah, sabar. Rabbi Yonah says, ki amar Shmuel, dievet. When Shmuel says this, it means bidievet, but chadchila, lo, amar. But the Chatchila, he did not say it. Rabbi Yirmiya Savar, afilu le Chatchila. Then Rabbi Yirmiya says that even the Chatchila works. Now, the Chatchila in Bidyeved is not the same way that it's used in other places. Tosfot says, don't read it like you would have thought to read it, which is, in the Faresh, Kemashma Lefum Riyata. Don't read it like if you run through the Gemara and thought, Ki Amar Shmuel Demechulal Hainu Didyeved. That only Bidyeved, if you did it, it works. But if you intended up front to do it, the Chatchila lo, it won't work. Don't read it like that. But rather, Tosfot says, read it like Rashi. Read it like Rashi, but he's reading the whole Gemara differently than Rashi, but read it like Rashi, which means, L'chadchila and b'dievet over here means, what was your intent up front? L'chadchila means your intent up front was to do it correctly. You intended to exchange it evenly. It turns out that it wasn't even, but you intended to do it evenly. B'dievet means what you intended to defraud Hekdesh. You intended to exchange it at a lower level. And based on that, you explain it like this. To Rabbi Yirmiya Savar, Kyamar Shmuel D'Evet. Shmuel's din only applies where you intend to defraud Hekdesh, where you intend to put a lower price in. If you intended to exchange it evenly, lo amar, there Shmuel's din does not apply. That's the same way that Rashi explains Reish Lakish, so that's the way we're explaining Rabbi Yonah now. Rabbi Yirmiya, sabar, afilu l'chadchila. Even if you intended to do it correctly, Rabbi Shmuel's din will kick in, just like the way Rashi explains Rabbi Yochanan, that way we'll explain Rabbi Yirmiya over here. So that's the two ways to read the Gemara. One according to Rashi, which is the Machloket. The Gemara is trying to explain the Machloket, Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan. The way to read it according to Rabbeinu Gershom and Tosafot, the Gemara is trying to explain the Machloket between Rabbi Yonah and Rabbi Yirmiya. That's the Gersa that we have in our Gemara. And both conclude that that's not the case, that everybody holds of the Din of Shmuel. So it's a question of how far do we have the application of the Din of Shmuel. Is the Din of Shmuel simply about a case where he intends to defraud Hekdesh? But if he doesn't intend to have Friday Akdesha, it doesn't work. According to Rashi, that's Reish Lakish's opinion. According to Tosafot, that's the opinion of Rabbi Yonah. The other possibility is that even when you do not intend to do Friday Akdesha, but by accident it worked out that your price was way off, even though you were trying to do an even exchange, Shmuel's din does apply. That'll be the sheet of Rabbi Yochanan according to Rashi, sheet of Rabbi Yirmiyah according to Tosafot. V'ibayitema, another answer is Olam lo tipoch. Don't switch this around. Here the Gemara is flipping all the way back to the beginning. In the beginning where we said we're talking about Ona'ah. That we said we're talking about Ona'ah, and the machloket here between Reish Lakish and Rabbi Yochanan is a case where it's a sixth or lower, the differential. And it's a case of Ona'ah. V'kashalach matnitan, what about the Mishnah that said El Dvarim, that do not have Ona'ah? Hekdeshot is one of those things that doesn't have Ona'ah. So how could they be arguing about that? We used Ipoch because we moved on to Bitul Mekach, and then once we were in Bitul Mekach, Rabbi Yonah had a problem with Rabbi Yochanan lining up Rabbi Yochanan Shito, therefore we had to flip it. But basically the Gemara is saying, it doesn't really matter about Ipoch. Ipoch is not so important here. Gemara is saying, don't explain this whole machloket in Bitul Mekach. Explain this machloket back in Ona'ah. We rejected explaining in Ona'ah in the first place because of the Mishnah in Baba Metzia that says explicitly there is no Ona'ah by Ekdeshot. Said, don't worry about that. I would explain the Mishnah like Rav Chista. Rav Chista explains the Mishnah totally differently. He says, "Damar Chista ein lemonah, einan b'torat onah, tafilu pachod mikdei onah chozer." When we say there is no onah over here, we don't mean there is no onah and everything is fine. It means that there is no din of onah. Onah is a forgiveness level up to a sixth. We say is onah, and there is no bitul mekach. That's a dispensation in all other cases. In these cases, there's a hakpada that even the smallest differential is problematic. So by Akdesh, any differential is problematic. If you do that, now I can understand the machloket between them. Rabbi Yochanan can explain the din of Ona'ah, and why is it that it works mido, right? There's pidyon, midivrei, midirabbanan, you have to make up the differentials, because ain Ona'ah b'Akdeshot. Literally, there is no Ona'ah b'Akdeshot. Therefore, the meaning of Torah goes through, and midirabbanan, you have to make up the differential. Reish Lakish will learn that Mishnah like Rav Chista and say that what does it mean? Ain't no nabek deshod. Ain't no nabek deshod means there is no 1/6 buffer that you have that you can overcharge or undercharge by. There is nothing. Any differential is problematic by Ekdesh, and therefore there is no pidyon here in Ekdesh unless you get it right. Min haTorah, if you didn't get it right. So that's the other way to explain this machloka between Rav Yochanan and Reish Lakish, is referring to Ona'ah and not referring to Bitul Mekach. Amar Ula. Now, the way Tosfot reads it is that Ula is coming to modify what we just said, which is Klomar Had Amran Pachod Nevdei Ona Chuzer, that even less than a sixth is Chuzer. The way Rav Chista explained the Mishnah in Baba Metzia, that which we explained, you have to modify it by this, which is Lo Amru Ela Bishimui Betray. That's only if the property was only assessed by two people. Avol Bishumi Betlat, if it was assessed by three people. Even if 100 people come after that and say it's wrong, we don't exchange it. 3 is definitive. It's a definitive assessment, and there's nothing wrong with the assessment. Is that really true? Where do we say that 100 equals 2 and 2 equals 100? That's an edut. A kat edim of 2 and a kat edim of 100, they're equal to each other. They don't offset each other. We don't count how many people are in the kat edim. When it comes to assessment, when it comes to understanding a practical situation, butter deotas lin, it doesn't matter how many people are there. So 100 would trump 3 over here, because 100 are better assessing a value than 2. Vitu, tlata utlata lo azlinan butter batra, the adek dishal yona, even if you had 3 and 3, you had 3 that assessed it this way, and a latter 3 come along and assess it at a higher value. Wouldn't we go after the latter group? Because you had Hekdesh. Hekdesh always benefits. We always go for the benefit of Hekdesh. Over here, the benefit of Hekdesh is to listen to the latter 3. So over here too, we should listen to the latter 3 and raise the value. So they reject this qualification of Ula, which says that, there is a point. If it was assessed in a certain way, that automatically closes the case. That's not true. We'll always keep the case open. If we find a better price for Hekdesh, we'll open up the case again. If we have more people come and say the assessment is wrong, we'll also vote in favor of the more people. So Gemara says, Ula's din is premised on this. Kasavar Ula, tzarech lasot tamim midivrehem. Reason Ula said this is because he thinks that the pidyon goes through min haTorah. You only have to make up the differential in price midirabanan. Kol derabanan akilu barabanan. So it's only din derabanan, the rabanan were making over there, and we don't go back and reopen the case. If you did it with 3, you did it properly in the first case with an assessment of 3, even though later we get 3 that say it's more. Or even if we get 100 later on that say it's more, nevertheless, we don't reopen the case because you're only making up the differential in price, midirabanan. If you had to make up the differential in price, we would reopen the case. So it's only a din derabanan, we're makil over here to say that once you've had an assessment by three, case is closed. All right, next Mishnah. Parezu tachat ola, tachat chatat. If he says that this is in place of an ola, this is in place of a chatat, lo amar klum. He doesn't say anything. This is an instance where there is no chatat and ola near him, and he just says that this animal will be, instead of an ola, this animal will be instead of a chatat, without any context. That doesn't work as tmura. Takar chatat zu, but takar ola zu. There's an ola or chatat standing in front of him, he says that this replaces that chatat, or this replaces that ola. That works. Tachat chatat v'tachat ola sheyesh li babayit. Or, he says that this is in exchange for the chatat or ola that I have in my house. Hayalo, if he does have those animals in the house, the varav kayamim, it works. So you have to be exchanging the animal when you do tmura. The object has to be referencing something that is kodesh already. So either it's in the context that the animals are in front of you, or he's referencing animals that he owns, for instance, in his house. Otherwise, if you just say out of the blue that this animal is instead of an ola, instead of a chatat, that's not tumura, that does not work. Amar la behemat meya vala balat mum. Talking about a behema that is non-kosher animal. Balat mum, an animal that has a mum before it's kodesh. Hare elu ola. He says about those animals, they're ola, lo mar klum. He didn't say anything because they can't be olot. Non-kosher animals. Balei mumim can't be olot, so he didn't say anything. Hare elu le ola, they should be for an ola, then imachru, then you sell those animals, v'yavibit v'yam ola. Because there he's not saying that they should be an ola, he's just saying that whatever they can do will go towards an ola. That will do, we'll monetize those animals, and then we'll take those monies and use it towards purchasing an ola. That's our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Yehuda Amar Rav, matnitan deloki Rabbi Meir. Our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Deik Rabbi Meir, we found Rabbi Meir by Arachin. Amar ein adam motzi dvarav de batala. Person does not say something in vain. There we were talking about arachin hachod mi ben chodesh, less than a month old. The arachin tables do not have any information about less than a month old. Person says erech of this less than 30 day old child on me. So either lo amar klum, he didn't say anything. That's the sheet that Rabbanan. Rabbi Meir says, well, person doesn't say something in vain. Therefore, we're going to reinterpret his words to mean that he really means the value of such a child. He knows there's no erachin less than a chodesh. Therefore, we're going to say that he really meant to say that I'm going to redeem it. So our Mishnah cannot be like Rabbi Meir. Rashi brings one reason. Rashi says, "Tani tachar chatat tachar ola lo amar klum." In the first statement of the Mishnah, where you say this is in place of an ola, this is in place of a chatat, we say that he didn't say anything. Why not? Let us assume that even though he didn't specify that he has a chatat and ola in his house, let's assume that we can reinterpret his words to say that he meant that. Let's say that he was trying to exchange it with some ola, some chatat. We'll reinterpret his words to say that he's successful. That's one way to say that our Mishnah is not like Rabbi Meir. Tosafot brings a second possibility, is the latter half of the Mishnah. The latter half of the Mishnah, which says, Balat Mum, and Behemat Meyan, he says, Hareyu Eilu Ola, they should be an ola, Lor Makum. That's also not like Rabbi Meir, because over there we should just say that he meant damim. He knows that a tebei matmeira and a balamum can't go on the mizbeach ola. So let us say, harei elu ola is the same as saying, harei elu le ola, where we interpret his words so they have meaning. So Tosafot says one of those two could be not like Rabbi Meir. Rashi only brings the example of the first case over here as being not like Rabbi Meir. And the Gemara continues, harei elu ola yimachru v'yabibi damav ola. Taima tebei matmeira balatmum. The only reason over here that it works is because it's a non-kosher animal, or a balat mun, to lo chazion. They're not ra'oi, period, for the mizbeach. Therefore, lo bayin muma. You don't need a mum. Either because it already has a mum in it, or because it's beimat me'ah, which is in the chabal mum yoter mizeh, that it's beimat me'ah that doesn't go in the mizbeach. Therefore, you redeem them immediately. Aval mafrish nekeva le'asham o le'ola. Someone is to be mafrish and nekeva, and say, this is an ola, or say, this is an asham. Bayin muma, you have to wait until it gets a mum in order to redeem it. Some of you, Davarab, Matit and Delok Rabbi Shimon. Our mission is not like Rabbi Shimon, the Tanan, Rabbi Shimon Meir, Timacher Shalo B'mum. Rabbi Shimon said, we learned this in the previous parak, that when it comes to, I mean, a Kevah, Rabbi Shimon says you can sell it right away. There, that is, its mum is built into it because it's an Kevah. It never attains Kedushat Aguf. Because it's an Ekeva. Since it's an Ekeva, it doesn't attain to Kedushat Aguf. There is only Kedushat Tamim here. There's only Kedushat Tamim. You can sell it right away to monetize it. You don't have to wait for a moment in it. Because it never attains Kedushat Aguf. That's one way to read it. Rashi has a Lishna Achrina that he brings down. In that Lishna Achrina, he says that it's referencing Rabbi Shimon Sha'amar Mishum Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehuda. We quoted this in the parak before, that Rabbi Shimon says in the name of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehuda, that it never attains Kedushat Aguf. Even in Ola. Over there we had a statement about an Hashem, by an Akeva Tasham, but we said by an Akeva Ola that it does attain Kedushat Aguf. Then we quoted that Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehuda, that even an Akeva by an Ola does not attain Kedushat Aguf. So it's referencing that Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehuda, not Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehuda, that says Timacher Shlo Bamo, meaning that it never attains Kedushat Aguf. Since it never attains Kedushat Aguf, therefore you don't need a mumenet. Our Mishnah requires a mumenet based on the diuk that only by a balat mumen tmeyah can you sell it right away. But in a keva, you would not be able to sell it away right away, and that would go against that position of Rabbi Shimon Bar Yehuda that we found, or that we quoted before. Rabbi Shimon had quoted before. Okay, we'll stop over here at the end of the parak.